Hallelujah. Father, we're so grateful to be here tonight. I know it's by your design. It is by your plan. Nothing can happen if you don't agree. And so we are grateful. We commit this gathering to you. I ask, Lord, that your word is what will come forth. Your work is what will be done. Thank you for the sweetness of this atmosphere. I pray, Lord, that everything that you have asked us to do will be done. Thank you. I thank you for the bishop of the house. I thank you for the reverend ministers and the pastors. I thank you for everyone here. Let it be to your glory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We give you thanks for receiving us.
Yeah,
especially the angel of the house, Bishop Abraham. Thank you so much. Amen.
Amen.
And for everyone gathered here, I thank you very much. We really feel welcomed. Amen. And I must ask your pardon that we were a little late. I'll tell you the secret afterwards what happened. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But tonight we are here from Dag Hayward Mills Ministries. And Bishop Dag is someone who God has gifted not to Lighthouse, but to the body of Christ.
Bishop Dag, you obi, and yet was in a chair, Lighthouse, and continue.
One of the burdens on his heart is that anything that can be done to push forward the work of God must be done. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so within Dag Hayward Mills Ministries, it is separate from the church, and within it, you have Healing Jesus campaign, which I believe you are familiar with.
The crusade now, what friend Healing Jesus on?
As part of it also, there's a compassion ministry.
Yeah, well,
which has to do with the feeding and care of beggars and the, you know, so many things in the city, in the country. And it has also got this component, which is moving around, visiting churches, encouraging the body of Christ, helping with the conference, providing, you know, access to literature to help the church to move forward. And so as we entered the Western region, the whole month is for the Western region. And we are here tonight because your bishop was so great to us. As we came, he just gave us a date, 2nd and 3rd June, and he has kept it, and this is why we are here. We thank you so much. We thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. He also said one thing. When I asked him, Bishop, what should we talk about? What is going to help? What should we speak about? Then he said something.
No, okay, baby.
He said, whatever God tells you to say. Whatever God tells you to say. Come and say it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So me too, I asked the Lord, Lord, what did you say I should come and say?
It's a Muslim.
And I pray that Lord grant me the grace to come and say it. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But tonight, before I start, I also want you to salute two men in my life. I thank my husband for the permission to be here.
Amen.
It means that for this month, my sister is going to be cooking for him and trying to sort things out.
No,
and and I thank God that he says whatever God has asked you to do. So please clap for him for me, even though he's not here. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I also want us to just put our hands together for Bishop Dag and for the dedication and the focus, and saying that he's just doing the work of God.
Amen.
Well, we've been talking, or we came in to speak about church growth because the church is trying to grow and to move out. The coming of Jesus is close. And we can feel it. We can see it everywhere. All the confusion in the world and all the things happening. It's a sign to us that the time is almost up. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, Jesus came because of souls.
Jesus obey onam akranti.
Luke 19 and verse 10 tells us, he said, for the Son of Man is come to seek and save that which was lost. Direct to the point. And as soon as he started his ministry, as soon as he found his disciples, what did he say? Follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. And as he was about to leave and go to heaven, he commissioned us to do the same. Allow me to read the scriptures because that we are in the house. In Matthew 28,
18
and 19, he says, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I thank God he gave that commission. That is how the gospel also has come to us. Then just before leaving, Acts 1:8. Then he said, you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost is coming. And you shall be witnesses unto me. Jerusalem,
with Jerusalem,
in Judea,
with Judea,
in Samaria,
with Samaria,
to the uttermost part of the earth. And this was the commission he gave to us and the means by which he planned to grow his church. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we'll talk a little bit more about that tomorrow. But for tonight, the Lord laid a word on my heart that I pray I can bring forth to you. Also in the same vein. Let's go to Revelation chapter 2. And I'm going to be reading from verse 1. Unto the angel of the church here in Takwa, glorious gospel. Right.
So,
these things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand. Who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks? He said, I know thy works. Tonight, the Lord is saying to you, I know your works. I know your works. Anything you have done for him. I said anything you have done for him. Everyone that you have counseled, spoken to, encouraged, he knows your works. Hallelujah. The Bible says that he has commissioned us unto good works. And a time will come when he's going to come back and let us see where we stand. And this was a message he was sending to the church in Ephesus. He said, I know thy works. I know thy labor. Your labor and your works are not the same. The labor is the hard labor that you do. He knows about it.
Also.
He says, I know your patience. And how you cannot bear those that are evil. And have tried them that are apostles. They say they are apostles. But they are not. And you have found them to be liars. In other words, this was a church that was really trying to keep itself on the right road. Not allowing false prophets, false apostles, false people to come amongst them. And he commended them. And has borne. And has patience. He's saying it again. And for my name's sake has labored.
Wabre.
And has not fainted.
Na wantoba how.
What a church.
Abba sorry.
Said, what a church.
Abba sorry.
It is a description of a church that is alive and well.
Oh yeah, and asora ochede otasi no tapo.
I believe that this church is alive and well. That's why you're here on a weekday.
Otherwise, you
would not be here. There's something in your heart that has driven you here. But tonight, the Lord has a word for you.
He
said, nevertheless, in spite of all these good things, I have something against you. Because thou hast left thy first love. Tonight I'm here to speak to you about your first love. Your first love. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because if we do so many things for the Lord, only for him to ask us where our first love is, then I believe we'll do well
not to
check on our status, our first love status.
Amen.
Amen.
Because
human nature, you know how we are. When a man finds a wife, when he is young,
hey,
when he's young,
hey,
she's young. That's the first love. There are so many things that characterize that love. When she hears he's coming on a visit, she tell her mother, he's coming over. She'll clean the house from top
to bottom.
To then she will, her skills, her cooking skills, she will display them.
Now,
and when he comes, he'll be seated properly.
Now,
given the first course.
Now,
second course. Third course. And dessert. With smiles. With smiles. Please smile at your neighbor. With smiles. First love. First love. She herself.
Nankasa.
The way she would have dressed in her simple dress.
But
the best she can make it. Maybe the hairdo crowd will be new. Looking her best. Looking her best. Why? Because her first love has come.
They'll
marry. And the first love will continue.
Now, I don't know a womb.
For a while.
For
a while.
Mbre kakra.
The children will come.
My from my babum.
It's not only the lady who shows the first love. The man too. When she comes and she's worried. Oh, what are you worried about?
Say baby ho no say yeah, say ho.
They are my landlord. He's trying to increase the rent.
So
and my
parents.
Oh, don't worry. We can do something about it.
Hey.
Hey. At Christmas time, she said, yeah, I saw a certain shoe. I was trying to. I was hoping that maybe, perhaps, perchance, maybe.
She
said, oh, where is it? You go and bring it and then add two more. Just a first lover, no.
I don't know. Yes, so it's hot.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's first love. But as time goes on, we are human. Please, if you are sitting by a lady, I won't look at anybody's face. Just ask her, when was the last time he got such treatment? And if you are sitting by a gentleman, ask him when was the last time she said something about shoes and you just, you know, and added. You see, what has happened? Is it that they don't like themselves? It's not like that.
Onto the moon.
It's in the pressure of life. And the pressure of things going on. And the freshness of the first love. Something, something. God too. He likes first love. If you are sitting by your husband or he's in the room, you can text him that, me too, I like first love. You know? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so tonight, I'm just going to share with you a few manifestations of first love. How it shows itself. And I'm going to use the Bible. But I'm going to use a book that we don't usually preach from, but it's in the Bible. Some Bibles call it the Song of Songs. Some call it the Songs of Solomon. And this book is a poem that is read once a year at the Passover. From the earliest times. It's a story. And in this story, Solomon is trying to convince the Shulamite woman to become one of his queens. And the story has it that the Shulamite woman already had somebody, a shepherd, who she wanted to marry. But in church life, they make a lot of comparisons and say that this book, depending on who you are speaking to, they say that the story refers to Jehovah and Israel, if it's a Jew.
The Catholics
say that the story is about God and the Virgin Mary.
Catholics say, oh yeah, nyame no inyo obabu Mary wanasem.
The Protestants and the modern church say that it is a story of Christ and the church. And so tonight I want to take it from that point. Christ and the church.
My faith.
Hallelujah.
Christ Nanaso.
Amen. Because Amen. He says we have lost our first love. And in his Bible, there is a book describing first love. And so tonight I want to show how does first love show itself. I may not be able to complete all the points, but we'll do a few tonight. The first thing about first love is that nothing is too much. Hello? Nothing is too much. Nothing is too extreme. Nothing is too tiring. Nothing is too far. No sacrifice is too great. That's how first love is. Amen.
Amen.
I'm reminded of a couple of some friends of ours. They are both pastors. They are married today. He used to be a student at KNUST. And she was a student at Cape Coast. And during those days, one STC bus
would come from
Kumasi to Cape Coast.
Not over Cape Coast.
And when he wanted to visit her, he would jump on that bus and come all the way from KNUST to Cape Coast. Remember that the bus is only one for the
day. Bus not a cripple.
He'll rush to find her.
Oh!
I just came to say,
me bae de mo bakana modo.
5 hour journey.
Don't show kuti enum.
To come and tell her that.
No, I baba catch any day.
I've got to go back. I have to catch the bus.
Morocco, salaka for bus.
And jump back on the bus and go back.
No,
10 hours journey.
Don't show kuti.
5 in, 5 out. Just to come and say, oh, no, you're so pretty.
Who you for?
I've missed you.
Mafio.
That's all.
Nanyan.
First love. It's not too far.
Ono nyechiro.
You see, if it was second love.
So your daughter.
Or third love.
Not today, Basan.
Now look, the way they have put fuel price up these days. This 5 hours, 5 hours. I'll see her just an hour. I'll be very, very tired.
Don't show you, Miss Baby. My bread.
I'll take. Oh, thank you.
Send text.
I'll text. Unfortunately, we've done the same thing with the Lord. We will watch it online. It's easier. We'll get tired. It's expensive to come to church. The Lord is looking at you.
Say,
so what happened to your face? Do you remember how you used to get up? When you received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you couldn't wait to come to church. You were a chorister in the church. You couldn't wait to arrive at the rehearsal. I don't know what happens here, but where I'm coming from, rehearsal is 2 o'clock. Saturday. Bishop, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. What should be frail of you? Hey! But when the first love was hot, we had just found the Lord.
Couldn't
wait. Nowhere was too far. Baby,
you are nowhere.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
And you know, when you love the Lord, you love His anointed.
Say,
you go far to look for your pastor. Just coming to see you.
There are shows of
Yara. I wonder if it's still the same. Let me give you another.
My mama will cross on come.
When you have first love,
there's
a desire for physical contact
and
interaction with the Lord and His anointing. And that's why in Song of Solomon chapter 1 and verse
2,
let Him kiss me with the kisses of His mouth. For thy love is better than wine. Only the first love. Physical contact. I want to go to the meeting because not because of I am looking for a car or money or acquaintance, but I want some contact with the Lord. I want to feel Him.
I
want to feel Him. Verse 3 says, because of the savor of your good oil. In a hurry to come to the place where you will sense Him. First love is about feeling. But when first love is over,
so
everything is about explanation. You have to explain everything. Explain everything. Are we talking to somebody tonight? The Lord is just saying, when you used to just come because you wanted to feel something. You used to even come during the praise and worship. So that during the praise and worship, something. But now, I don't know if it's only here. Sometimes we wait until the praise and worship is over.
Yeah.
I'm not calling your name, make you no vex. I'm only trying to bring to you the message. I still remember many years ago, I had become a Christian that year. There were not so many charismatic churches around. But I would have a chance to go to a certain charismatic church. My father didn't quite understand it. But every time we could, we would go. I remember we had to walk from around Pig Farm, if you know Accra, all the way to the beach road. But we were in a hurry to go. Rain or shine. I still remember one Sunday when the praise and worship leader, you see, he was teaching us about praise and worship because we were coming out of nominal Christianity. You just stand and you say your hymn, and he was trying to say to us that love God. So every Sunday when we come, he would teach us one aspect of in one Sunday when we came, he said, I'm going to talk to you about clapping. He said, you clap for somebody who has done well. You clap for somebody you appreciate. You're trying to show the appreciation. And then he said, this Sunday, we are going to start our praise and worship time.
Clapping
for the Lord. When that clap began, as we remembered God's goodness, as we remembered in those days, Ghana was in the gutter. If you got one meal to eat a day,
and
as the clapping started, for 1 hour, it kept going. It kept going. And as we clapped, the Spirit of God entered that room. Oh, I remember from the front to the back, we were on the floor. And we were just lost in worship. And today, I wonder, and I say, Lord, where is it? When was the last time? That we forgot ourselves, forgot our problems, forgot our neighbors, and we just told you that you are good because you are good. When was the last time we came into church and we forgot about what we were wearing or our discomfort and we just loved him? Nowadays, in sometimes in the church, you even have one worship leader competing with another one. Don't be angry with me.
Mama won't be fool mo.
Yeah. But hey, the way that people enjoy this one, I have to bring more enjoy.
Then bring we bring more team one one.
Or it's okay to enjoy, but where is the love? Where is the love? Where is that thing that makes us just go? I want you to ask your neighbor, when last did you worship God till you knew you had connected? You didn't want the session to even end because you were just lost. He says we have forgotten his verse. In Song of Solomon, verse 4, he says, The one who was, you know, this is two lovers speaking.
Oh yeah, don't feel me now.
Draw me, we will run after thee.
I say, Chimaka wanna yang chimunka.
When you love, you are drawn to.
Say Edwa Echiben.
There used to be an old song. Nowadays, young people, I don't know if you sing such songs.
Nancy, what will you want to the mother?
I will rejoice in you and be glad. I will extol your love more than wine. Draw me after you and let us dance together. Run together.
I will rejoice in you and be glad.
It is from Song of Solomon, verse 4. And it starts, you have given me the oil of gladness, the garment of praise instead of mourning. A shining crown. Instead of ashes and glory in the face of despair. It's scripture.
Hello.
And it's scripture, but it is us saying something.
Hallelujah.
We have some modern day songs like that. But not so many. Many of our songs, they are happiness songs. It is good to be happy. But our Lord is there. He doesn't feel our love. He doesn't feel
our love.
You know, we like the songs. Yeah. My church, the average age is about 23, 24. So it's a lot of the yeah. It's okay.
Oh, yeah.
Where is our first love? When was the last time you sang a song telling him You see, right now, just go through your mind. Go through the songs in your mind. If I ask you now, give us a love song. What love song will you be? Which one? Which one?
It's a local song.
Hey, sing it, I'm listening. Oh, come and sing it for us, la.
Okay.
Let me finish, then you sing it. But you see that we have to think a little.
Yeah.
We have to think a little. Get one. And to get another. But I believe that after this conference, our love for the Lord is coming up. I said it's coming up. And we will express it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said we will express it. Express it in song. Express it in worship. Express it in word. Express it with our tears. Express it as we kneel. Express it when we are alone. Express it when we are on the floor. I have this against you. That you have left your first love.
The age would not can know.
Hey. What's your neighbor saying? Nowadays, our jobs are competing with the love for God. The scripture says, draw me after you.
I say, chumu is with you.
So as you know, the Lord is he's trying to draw us.
I say, arnuoroko.
Let me say, oh, my job.
Yes, so majuma.
My children.
Mumba.
My grandchildren.
Mana no.
The things I have to do.
Inyama wada moye.
My landlord.
Mufiera.
It's true.
Oh, yeah, no.
All those things are there. But we must take time.
Now, so the inyamba.
To fall in love with him.
Again.
Bio.
Hallelujah.
Are you with me? And as you fall in love with the Lord, one of the things you notice is that you will also fall in love with his anointed
vessels.
One of the things that has entered the church these days, plenty criticism against pastors.
Pastor has done this.
He has done that. Because
Sunday,
the love of God is not there. So the love of his anointed is also not there.
Hey.
Are you in the house?
Hey.
When last did you go with a free will offering to your pastor? Not one that is organized by the church.
You know,
I'm treading on dangerous grounds. Let me come back.
But
that is how love is. Love gives.
Wow.
Hello. Hey, the church has become very quiet. May the Lord help me to finish my preaching. But is your love coming back again?
Oh.
It's coming. Hallelujah.
Rubber.
Amen. It's all well and good to pray. You'll notice when you start to speak to him about how you feel. It's not just in tongues. Speak in your language. Speak in the fancy.
Please.
How do you tell somebody that you love them in fancy? It's too simple. But we that's it. It's coming. When you wake up tomorrow morning for your quiet time, just dashing into the tongue. The tongues is good. Please don't misquote me.
Perfume ever sass there can
say something good.
For one task, baby.
Tell him that you love him.
Catch and then I'm
why you love him.
Catch and sin since he had done.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And you will find that many things will begin to shift.
Amen. Hallelujah.
When you love someone,
say Edobia.
You don't really. With the first love, you don't even notice the unattractive things. At a point in Song of Solomon, the lady was beginning to say that she's very dark skinned because they have pushed her to go and look after sheep, you know, in the sunshine.
The person didn't mind.
And for many of us, when we first came to church, we didn't notice anything. We didn't notice anything wrong. We didn't notice anything negative. When we first came to the Lord, we didn't see it. But as our love for the Lord began to go down, why the chairs like that? Why is the choir like that? Why is this? Why is that?
Oh,
are you there? Today you say your husband's nose is crooked. It was crooked. From day one, it was a crooked nose.
It's not today.
But now that's there.
Since you're done now, confirm.
Suddenly you said that the nose is crooked.
Oh.
Check it with Donald. Check it with the photographer. Take it. Tell next day. Check it with Donald. Check.
Tell your neighbor your level.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we see it so much in the church. And the Lord is watching us. As we come to Him in prayer. Oh God, answer me for this. Answer me for that one. Answer me for this one. Answer me. It is good that we take our problems to Him, but do we stop also to thank Him? And to speak to Him about what He does give us. Honestly, in Ghana, it's one of our biggest problems. It's true that we have problems. But if you just cross border, you will see that it's not so bad. Bishop, one time we were going to I don't want to mention the name, it's a West African country. And the plane started descending. Usually when the plane is, I want to look out, I want to see the city. But I was looking. Darkness. Darkness. I started to confess my sins. Lord, is it that the plane, the problem here has come, so we are going to land over the water? If you wanted to kill me, Quran, you should have done it in Ghana. Now, if you do it here, my body cry, they will not find it. This was my chat with the Lord as this plane continued to come down. Finally, the pilot said, crew, he talked to the crew,
the mayor,
prepare for landing. When we landed, that's where for the first time in my life I saw light on runway that's like a candle.
Hey,
the whole place, no light, nothing. Accra is better.
Accra,
hallelujah. My sons are all missionaries. And two of them are in different towns in the country of
Madagascar.
Hey. One of he's supposed to be full-time pastor. This church is a nice church.
Now, sorry, you're fine.
The poverty is so serious.
See, here, name me now. Oh, what was it?
It has to work. It cannot.
So, okay.
He rather has to give to his people.
And
I said, but Lord, it's in our village. It's a church of that size.
Oh, Ghana, you know,
it's able to take care of it.
I'm sorry, today, you know,
another spiritual daughter of mine, she's in Malawi. People go in the center of town. This is like you are walking in Accra, Makola.
Malawi, today I'm Accra. Eba Ghana, Aba Accra, capital city. Malawi, Nikro, Ponim.
This is the Makola of.
The baby was Zuba. Today I call.
Everything was on the floor.
Bibia wofum, was it?
No table.
Table being you.
People walking barefoot.
Kofun nam, one under the floor.
Oh Lord.
See, Rati.
Yeah, well, problem is,
your house.
Even the cocoa seller house at your house, or keep table, keep where
be. This
one table of the city.
What a chronic thing, Philip say, Rade.
We have much to thank God for.
Yeah, when Yama be brought here, dear Rade, much. Bebre.
Much.
Bebre.
Much to worship him.
Bebre, all the year to me, then I'm
here. But we don't fight.
We make a lot of noise. Now she young.
Oh, it's not true.
On your no kara.
Well, do I'm going to fight. I'm going to fight.
Also, we are coming. We are coming. Hey. Yeah, that's what we are.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, I'm a guy. I used to, when I was younger, I used to enjoy going to the market, and I'll pray that the women will fight. They will quarrel.
No one ham.
And when they are quarreling,
that's a worry hammer.
They will say things.
Okay, handsome.
And then they start to tie the cloth.
No, I
they are going to fight.
No,
you say you are going to fight. As you are going to fight. I thought you said you were going to fight.
They should
wanted
to warm.
Yes. It's the grace of God, though. I said it's the grace of God. Tomorrow morning, I want you to thank God. Thank God that your landlord has not sacked you from the house in spite of all the noise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we love you, Lord. Thank you for a nation that when you ask, how are you? The answer is Nyamina Adum.
They are one man will be so be then what to announce Nyamina Adum.
Where will you hear some?
A nation
that you can take a box, any road where you can put it in the middle of the road and stand on and say, Jesus is Lord.
If you are able to make a baby around Akanya Minasam, next Jesus for you.
We have much to thank him.
Hallelujah.
And it says, I am black but comely. Because she was trying to say that, I'm still good looking, even though things have been a problem. Yes, we have problems. Nowadays, we don't understand what our city is doing and all that. But, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm trying to round up for today because I don't want us to go too late. And also because I want us to pray a little. And I want us to worship a little. I want us to just do it and say, Lord, we are coming back. Hallelujah. Oh, are you with me? And so the last thing I want to share with you tonight, we'll probably pick up a couple more tomorrow. Hallelujah. Push your neighbor and say, it's your love coming back.
Catch your if you'll be saying, Udonorobasura.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
A person with first love.
Obia owa odozi kanon.
Searches shamelessly.
Or sheshe wabra onyi enyu.
For the power and the anointing of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For the power and the anointing of the Lord.
Ongosra owa nya wasra nungunu.
Amen.
Amen.
There was a time we would come expecting him to talk to us.
Ya wambri bena nchiye baba ya inya da kwande nya meni hanu bakasa.
Expecting to feel his anointing.
Ya inya da kwande ya batsana ngosra nungunka.
But I want to draw us finally to Song of Solomon chapter
3
and verse
7
and 8. Behold, his bed which is Solomon's. 70 valiant men are about it, are around it. That 60 valiant men are around it. Verse 8. They all hold swords.
When you work it out,
being expert in war.
Ah, why are we what it
part of our first love is the readiness to war for the Lord, for his church, for his anointed. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Many of us have said that, oh, love because of love. Don't fight.
That's
one side of the coin.
The
other side of the coin, there is something to fight
over.
And that is why there's so much of it in the scriptures. The Bible says, Paul was speaking, 1 Corinthians 9:26. I therefore so run, not uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air. He says, I'm fighting. I'm actually fighting. Amen.
Amen.
In 1 Timothy 6:12, he says, fight the good fight of faith. Hold on, lay hold of eternal life. Then 2 Timothy 4:7. He says, I have fought a good fight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There is an aspect of our faith.
If
we love him,
say,
we will fight for him. Amen.
Amen.
Of course, we are, I'm not saying that we are going to go out there. No. But it's time to stand up and to fight.
To fight
that the church will move on.
To fight
that the church will expand.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. If you are in this church and you have been enjoying the bishop's preaching,
and one day
he says to you, I need you to go over there and start a branch. Go and fight for the church to expand. Your answer is yes, please.
Say, wahana when you want in church, bishop is one of the crocket or the coke, to our son, masona. What are you there, madase?
Because that is how it will grow.
Demna
and that is how it will expand.
Demsuna, so
and when you get there,
and
you are looking for a location,
you
have to fight to find a place.
Or there,
many times,
pen
as people are sent out,
say yes, man, for the one
car. They say, ah, you sent me.
So
find the place.
She baby, mame.
Rent the place.
She a cow, mam.
Put the chairs there.
So
put the equipment there.
So baby,
and I will come.
Na mama ba.
It's a mistake.
Or ye inform.
It's a mistake.
Or ye inform.
I said it's a mistake.
Messi. Or ye inform.
Yeah. It's a mistake.
Or ye inform.
You.
I
will. Are fulfilling your call.
Erida wo fred.
We'll talk more about it tomorrow.
Yeah, but can
you
some
are
much
fulfilling
now.
Your call.
Or what there wo fred was out from
so
MOCP.
You are the one who will go out there.
Into what another call.
And you will find the thing.
What else you should baby.
And you will argue and bring down the price.
Na
you can ask for help.
What
to and then. Start your church
and
begin to contend for souls on
God's
and as you begin to gather them, then you now begin to raise what you must raise to get your piano, to get your drums. It's not somebody's work. It's your work and my work. Fight if you are a man. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Fight. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, but he sent me. You have made a mistake.
No, Sumama. I am from.
You have made a mistake.
I am from.
You have made a mistake.
I am from.
He can help you.
Oh,
but the job. The task is yours. You will get the reward from the Lord.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey,
but he has to pay me.
Hey, although
if he pays you, he's out of compassion.
So Tio Kawada, I am here, no, Tio.
The Bible says the Lord comes and his reward is with him.
Bible
says he is our rewarder.
Amen.
The salary is just to help us stay alive. Because after all, if your biological son is going somewhere, you will we'll talk more about it tomorrow. Because if you and I rise up and say that the job is our job, I'm going to go and do it. A lot is going
to
change. I said a lot is going to
change.
And the church will grow faster. And it will go further. And it will go deeper. And we will not be afraid to go into certain places. Because the Lord has sent us. Church, our first love must come back. Tonight, I want you to rise to your feet. And I want you to just pray. If you have never experienced the first love of God, I want to suggest to you that you give your life to Christ.
Tell him
that, Lord, they are saying something here that I didn't experience. So I want fresh one. But if you actually gave your life to Christ, and you actually had an experience of first love, then tonight, we're saying, Lord, we are looking for it again. We are looking for it again. We want to feel you again. We want to feel your love again. We want you to feel our love.
Also,
please lift up your voice tonight and begin to talk to him. Not about a problem, but heart to heart. Heart to heart, spirit to spirit. Spirit to spirit. Hallelujah.
Father, we worship your name.
Oh,
Master.
Oh,
Master. We worship your name, Jesus. We honor your name, Jesus. We thank you.
Yes.
For the love, the Father, you have given unto us, Lord.
Thank you for giving
me. We honor your name, Jesus.
Thank you so much.
We worship you, Jesus. Liko Rababoski Pandili Brasa. Reka Baba Yandele Baba. We honor your name, Jesus. We worship your name, Jesus. We give you all the glory. Raka Baba Yandele Baboski Pandili Brasa. Reka Baba Yandele Baba. Santa Yandele Baba. Rika Yandele Baba. Ya Baba Yandele Baba. We honor your name, Father. We thank you. We bless you, God. What you are, baby, be a me, how I am, Father, we are the only. It's a my way, and I'll be at the world. Hey, I'll be out here at that chair. If you want to be a little
bit. Oh, lift up your hands to the side and enjoy the presence of God. Oh, Lord. We are coming.
I am the love of God. We are delivered.
Our first love.
We bless your name, Jesus. We are the.
I'm loving your music. I don't know if you can play this song. I love you, Lord. Oh, your mercy never fails me. Oh, help me, please.
Oh, my dear.
Oh, yes. Let him get the key for him. Oh, hallelujah. Tonight, I want you to just walk in. Enter into his presence.
I love you, Lord. For your mercies never fails to me.
All my days
I've been held in your hand.
Oh, from the moment that I wake up,
from the moment that I wake up,
until I lay my head,
until I lay my head, yes, I will sing of the goodness of God.
goodness is running out. It's running out to me. Your goodness is running out. It's running out to me. Sing, your goodness is running.
Your goodness is running out.
It's running out.
It's running out.
Appreciate the Lord tonight.
Oh,
don't let your clap be soft. Let your clap be strong. Appreciate him for help. Appreciate